We're talking with some Tomahawk High School seniors. DJ Sam Nelson, Sam Kurthall in the studio with me now. Morning, guys.
Morning.
I thought there was three of us here. What the rest of us here? All right, let's just get right out of here. You guys are on the eSports team, so tell us what eSports is.
So basically, eSports is competitive video game playing.
We go against schools like Rylander, for example. We play games like Smash Bros. Valorant is another one of our bigger ones. Fortnite is coming up here pretty quickly, Rocket League, and Smite. We are going to state for Smash Bros. 1v1, or three of us are going to state for Smash Bros. 1v1s, including myself and Tanner and Jonathan.
Okay, so you're Sam Kurth.
Yes.
You've been playing video games your whole life, Sam?
A majority, yeah. Major influence on my life.
Okay.
My first games were the Skylander series, so I kind of hit it off there. And,
okay.
And then now, during the move, my move here from Waukesha, it was one of my major connections with my friends. So.
Got it. Ever heard of the game Pong?
I have heard of the game Pong.
I was good at that at one time. Sam Nelson, you're another senior here. Sam, how long you been playing video games?
Mostly my whole life, because my family, when I was little, we played the old NES system with Mario, and that's what I grew up on. And
okay. And how many times your parents yell at you to put that controller down and get your homework done?
Too much to count.
Too many times. Hey, DJ, how about you? What's your story?
Well, originally I was from a little town called Alden from New York.
Okay.
And essentially I also started off with the Skylander series. And then when I moved up here, I picked up a game called Fortnite. It was recently introduced. It was like brand new. So,
okay.
And then I just stuck with the game ever since.
I've actually heard of that. That's the one thing that you guys have all said that I've heard of. I've heard of Fortnite, but that's about the end. And I don't know what it is. I've heard of it. So the bottom line here is that you guys, you've been yelled at by your parents, stop playing all those video games, but I would assume you all got really good, right?
Yeah,
they're all really good. So it takes time and practice just like any other sport or any other endeavor. So now I understood this, that when they told me you guys were coming in, I said, okay, I know that they're doing this. I know nothing about it. Playing video games in a competitive level. Is this a big money deal? Sam, I'm going to go back to you.
Yeah, actually, there are stories where 14-year-olds have won tens of thousands of dollars in worldwide competitive esports.
And they just buy bubblegum cards with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, either that or save for college tuition and stuff like that. It's growing fast too, with new methods of streaming and new games coming out too. It's just an ever growing area.
Yeah, because I'm an old guy and I've yelled at a kid or two about video games and screen time. So Sam, since you can't even count how many times it happened to you, what do your parents think? I'm just curious. What do your parents think of how you've used this something that you grew up loving and doing as like a hobby, but now you're competing? What are your parents saying now?
Well, they're more into like this family time and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so, like, since, like, it's become more of, like, a thing, they're kind of more proud of me and just...
Oh, yeah.
They're into more of that just, like, encouragement aspect now and just do your best out there.
Got it. DJ, you too, about the same thing. What's it like at home with parental support?
Well, essentially, my mom is, you know, fully supportive of me. Shout-outs to you, Mom. Really love that.
Yeah.
My dad kind of thinks it's a useless thing, but, you know, when you place 12th at a national qualifier, it actually sparks a light.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And you bring home a big check, say, Dad, this is for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is just for me, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. But they're on board now.
Yeah, they're on board. They fully support. They actually let me play for, you know, as many as you can.
So, you know, like other teams and extracurriculars at school, it's a once or twice a week kind of thing. Sam, back to you. Sam, number one, how often do you guys compete?
So, we compete, like, each kind of game or format, we all have one competition a week.
Okay.
So for our most recent season, we had Smite and Smash Bros. 5v5s and Smash Bros. 1v1s. And So Smash Bros. 5v5s we held on, I believe, Wednesdays, and Smite we had, or no, we held Tuesdays. Smash 5v5s on Tuesdays and okay. Smite on Wednesdays. And then we just had like a practice day for on Mondays, and at home we would compete for our Smash 1v1s, and that's what we're going to state into. And I'm really looking forward to it this Saturday. Getting antsy.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to the tournament here. Just a couple extra questions here. Sam, as far as the competition level goes, do you guys compete? Is it a practice situation? Like basketball season, you'll have like the shirts and skins competing against each other in practice. How do you guys practice?
Basically, what we do in practice, we like try basing ourselves off of like level and just accuracy of the game, and just new people can go against new people so they can get better at that.
Okay.
Then also, if they're like getting better at the game, they can be compared against like the seniors and just people that are more like adapt to the game. It's just that.
Now, basketball players, football, volleyball, they get letters. DJ, you going to get a letter out of this deal here or what?
Not really.
They don't do that?
Certain. No.
Okay. Well, I know the district administrator pretty well. He comes and visits me. I'm going to have to put in. So you guys deserve the same kind of recognition as the other extracurricular groups do as well, I would sure think.
Yeah.
That'd be
right?
I mean, guys, we would appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a competition. It's just, it's a different kind of, you're competing with your, there's got to be a lot of dexterity involved here. You got to be a fast thinker. Yep. There are some critical skills that you can learn and transfer later on in life when you guys are older and trying to earn a living. Sam, number one, back to you. As far as, you've got the ants in your pants here for this tournament this weekend. What's the state tournament going to look like for folks that just have no idea what something like this is?
So we have, I think, about 60 people in this tournament, and it's a bracket.
Just you guys, your team, or overall?
No,
the
all
whole
overall.
State. So
we only
60
have,
of the best high school video game players going to be represented there in that one place.
Yep, in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so three of us are going, and including myself. And it's a double elimination bracket format, and we've got people in all sorts of ranges of skill. We've got people who have gone to like national levels of tournaments, and we've got people like, for example, myself, where I haven't even competed in a national, or like I haven't even competed in a tournament other than this one.
Okay.
So but yeah, I'm really looking forward to see the difference in skill levels, what people try and pull, because there's no one person who plays the exact same as others.
Okay.
So and seeing as there's so many characters to play in Smash, I'm so excited to see everybody's play.
It's going to be like an all day thing there, I would assume.
Yeah.
Too, right?
Yep.
And where is this tournament happening?
It's happening at Lakeland in Plymouth.
Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Lakeland High School in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Okay. And Sam Nelson, going to ask you, what are you looking forward to most at the tournament?
Well, just seeing how well my friends can play and just gauge the competition.
Are you playing in the state tournament?
I was one win away, and I gave it to like one of the younger people, so I'm not really that heart crushed about it. So.
But you're still going to go for support.
Oh yeah.
How about you, DJ? Sorry. Are you competing at state?
I will not be competing, no. But I'm going to try my best to get there.
Okay. Going forward now, a lot of football players in high school, they hope to go to college and play football. Yeah. Basketball, it's same thing. So let's talk about esports. How can you, Sam, number one, how can you do this beyond high school? Can you still compete? Are there still avenues for competition for you?
Yep. Okay. So I plan on going to UW Stout, and they actually have a Division I esports team there. And I heard about it, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool to think about, that they have college-level esports that I could join.
And that's surprising. My wife's youngest son goes to Stout, and he was a big Fortnite player, and he's never mentioned a word about this, so this is new information to me.
Yeah, I think their esports team is relatively new as well.
Okay,
so
maybe he don't know either. Sam, too, now, I'm sorry, I should say Sam right, Nelson, I'm fine. Sorry. What about you, beyond high school? Where do you see this taking you?
Well, I'm thinking about going to NTC and WASA, and I've also looked into their esports program, and they look pretty nice and just overwhelming and developing, just getting better as well. Working with computers, it also helps with that and just with brain work.
Okay, and DJ, how about you? Your future endeavor plans?
Kind of like what you said, or kind of like what Sam Nelson said here, I'm also planning on going to NTC in Wausau. Their esports team is really nice. We went there with Miss Norman, our old esports coach. I believe it was either last year or the year before that.
I think it was last year.
Big shout outs to her, by the way. She's, without her, you know, we wouldn't be able to exist. Have an esports team. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a chance to talk to the grown-ups here now, okay? Because a lot of kids go through this. A lot of parents can relate to talking to their kids about screen time. Everything's got to be done in a healthy way. You can't just spend all day in front of that screen. So, Sam Kurth, you first. What advice would you give to parents who have kids that are standing or sitting down with a controller in their hand and a screen in their face? How would you advise those parents to maybe deal with those kids? Because you've been through it, and now you've taken it to the next level. What advice would you have for parents?
I would say if you are concerned about your kid playing too much video games, instead of telling them to pause the game or kick them right off, because sometimes they can't always do that, you should politely ask them if they can talk to you right after this match or right after whatever they're doing.
Okay.
Because there isn't always that opportunity to just leave, and it is something that you work hard for. There's not a situation or circumstance where there's a video game where you don't work hard for.
Really? Okay. Yep. That's news. Sam Nelson, what would you say? How about setting up a time and a lot amount of time ahead of time? Would that work?
Yeah. That's what my family does. We just set a time limit in the night or just like a time limit we don't really normally use, and just like this to this time, it works good for like our family and stuff. So then we can have just like time after to hang out and stuff like that. So it's like you don't really take out a family time that much.
Got it.
So it's like, you just have a time for quiet for the whole family.
Sounds like a good idea. So, and DJ, what would you add to this?
I would pretty much add to more of the communication thing, kind of like what Sam said, with like sitting down and talking with them, but like, not only like, you know, after the match or like before, you know, if you let them go back to the game, of course, just sit down and talk with them, ask them like, you know, maybe try to get involved with the game a little bit, like look at the competitive scene, look at like how they're doing in the competitive scene, maybe get them into the competitive scene if they're younger than 13 or something, and just, you know, sit down, talk with them, you know, like, can you make a living off of this, or like, can you start making a little bit of money off of this? Maybe we'll give you a little bit extra time
to practice.
It doesn't even matter if like it's even a competitive game. It could be something as simple as like playing Minecraft. It's still something you work hard for, though. So it's setting the worst thing a parent can do to their kid is pretty much just kind of like nag at them and like yell at them for it. If you approach in a passive way, you're more likely to have your kid pay attention to you. And especially in like a video game aspect, there's so much going on that you just don't see, because all you see is your kid staring at a screen and pressing some buttons.
Got it.
But to the kid, it's like, oh, I've got to do this and this and this, and I've got to make this and this and that, and it's a lot more complicated than what a lot of adults today realize.
And Sam, what do we want to add?
This is how I picture it. It's like when a kid's playing basketball, right, and they're playing like a practice match and stuff like that with like their team and trying to get better, it's like, what'd you take your, like, go to your kid's practice and then
good
take
point.
Them out of the point.
Good point. That is awesome.
Yeah, ruining their experience and just their learning experience and like trying to get better at that.
Yeah. And I don't know why there's that distinction in parents' minds, probably because we didn't grow up with it. We don't relate to it as much as you guys all do. And so, we know that the basketball, the timer goes off, that's the end of the game. You don't pull somebody out. That's a great point.
Yeah.
That is a really good point.
And it also, like, I don't think adults now electronics have a lot of bad rep because they're like, oh yeah, it's proven to give you headaches and this blue light
you're rotting
stuff
your brain
good. But I mean, there's like stuff that video games can provide that nothing else can, a creativity aspect, like games like Minecraft, like sandbox games where you can pretty much do whatever you want, Like games like Minecraft are games that actually help strengthen creativity and enforce thinking for yourself.
But those old people that don't know that, we need to be told it. And hearing it from you guys, I think it's the best medicine for all of us older people. That we just got to get involved with the kids. If you don't understand the basketball game and you got a kid playing basketball, you say, how come they got to stand behind that line and shoot and they get more points? You ask the question. Mm-hmm. It should be the same thing with video games, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you guys are wise beyond your years, I'll tell you that. This was really good stuff this morning. I was really worried about this conversation because I know nothing about it. You guys, great competition coming up, state tournament, and we want to know how you guys do, what happens at state. Please let us know, and we'll get that on the news, and we'll make sure that we talk about that. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. This is really cool. Do you feel that there's a lot of good community support for the esports team like there are the other teams, or can we do a little bit better there?
I feel like we could get a little more support from the school.
Okay.
But
it's gotten better, though.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better recently.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, we still are needing funding pretty badly.
Okay.
So,
so if any parents want to get involved with that, they can call my friend Wendell Quisenberry, and we can get things moving.
Yeah, that's right.
Good deal. Guys, I got another conversation to have. Good luck to you guys this week. Nice to meet you all. And please let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, okay. We'll do. All right.